Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, let's hop over to the alternate mainstream controlled opposition propaganda. That's pretty quick. Head down here and see what the hell's going on, huh? Where U.S. inflation hit the hardest in March 2020. Who the fuck, like, we don't know that? You go down to the goddamn stores anymore, fucking, you fucking get sticker shock at the dollar store. We can't see that? We need to be told this shit? I don't think so. Taxpayers paid more than $4.5 million on Secret Service to protect Hunter Biden. In 2021, you know, the same Hunter Biden at the top of the front page of From the Trenches, you know, that Hunter Biden there with them little 5 and 6 year old girls dressed in lingerie, sitting on his body that's naked except for a towel over his prick while he's counting his goddamn, he weighing his fucking goddamn crack cocaine. Yeah. Let's see. We got to protect that motherfucker. I mean, he might get it for tax evasion. That's what I'm hearing. It's like Al Capone. How many people that motherfucker killed went to jail for fucking tax evasion? That's always the way out there. I mean, he's sitting in luxury. I don't know. He probably got treated better than everybody else, if you think about it. A new report shows that the Secret Service spent more than $4.5 million between 2021 and 2022 protecting Hunter Biden while he was living in his $6 million home in Malibu, California, the shithole of the world. According to financial transactions obtained by Daily Mail through a Freedom of Information Act's request, the agency spent nearly $30,000 a month to rent out the property next to the president's son. He's not a fucking president. He's a corporate fucking duke of fucking King Chucks. It's over here fucking occupying our fucking country, and it's time for us to boot his ass out and boot all their fucking ass out, throw their fucking corporation out, and take our goddamn country back. The report also noted that the agency spent more than $2.8 million on government credit cards, spent on hotel rooms, $682.71 spent on rental cars. In total, the agency spent $4,596,747 to protect the fucking corporate monarch's fucking son during that time, not including the cost to pay the agents. He had to keep the fucking everybody back away from his room while he was molesting little girls, while he was committing pedophilia. And they fucking, this is what they talk about. Goddamn, we should get outraged. This is about money. Now, goddamn it, the most important thing in this fucking country is money. My nieces, I was over at my nephew's house a month or so back. I was sitting there and somebody was talking about God. I said, you want to see a picture of God? I got a picture of God in my pocket. I got a fucking dollar bill and I showed it to him. I said, that's God in this country, kid. You better learn it. After it was revealed in April 2022 that the agency was paying $30,000 a month to rent Hunter's neighbor's house, retired Secret Service agent Don, looks like Mihalik, told ABC that the agency renting out property for its employees, the cost of doing business for the Secret Service, doing business, you fucking scum. We harbor fucking fugitives like fucking George Bush and Dick Cheney, you know, the fucking goddamn people who committed genocide in fucking Iraq, who attacked Iraq without any fucking cause. There was no yellow cake uranium. And you got Bill Gates here, fucking international warrants in fucking Africa for crimes against humanity. We're protecting, man. This is the fucking place. We got the big fucking guns. But you know what? The fucking people who own those fucking guns want to see these motherfuckers brought down, want to see them brought to justice, want to see them put up against a wall and a fucking bullet put through their treasonous fucking skulls. Scum. typically, wherever a protectee sets up their residence, the Secret Service is forced to find some place to rent nearby at market value, he added. The service has had to do this in past administrations, and unfortunately, the housing market right now has driven prices up substantially. Big fucking deal. You ain't paying for it. Who's paying for it? Who's paying for it? Who's got their nose to the grindstone and their back to the fucking wheel? The fucking people. The poor fucking people. Because the rich don't pay no fucking taxes. On Friday, a U.S. district judge denied Biden's attempt to have gun charges dismissed after trying to argue the case was politically motivated. The president's son was also charged with 9 federal tax charges. Here we go. It's the Al Capone move, where he pleaded not guilty in Los Angeles federal court in January. If he ever gets convicted of anything, it will be of that horse shit, and it'll be fucking probation. And pay back some money in probation. He'll never see a fucking day in jail. He'll still be pedophiling little fucking girls with pictures of it right at the top of this fucking site. Go hit where it says in English and learn about fucking Hunter Biden. I mean, there's the fucking evidence, right? Oh, you can't. We don't want to look at that. See, we don't want to look at that because that makes that motherfucker the monster he is. He was charged by a federal grand jury in California with evasion of tax assessments. Failure to file and pay taxes and filing a false or fraudulent tax return. The indictment contained his years of substance abuse, extravagant spending, and violations of federal tax regulations. Why didn't it include that fucking video up there? Why didn't it include the fucking pedophile and him and his daddy and his brother seemed to fucking, I mean, all fucking freaky fucking goddamn pedophilic fucking monsters. Oh, pedophile anyway. I mean, we're not talking about money there. Well, yeah, actually we are, but they probably took those little girls when they were done with them, hacked them up alive and sold them in that multi-international billion industry of fucking selling body parts. The indictment claimed that Hunter engaged in a 4-year scheme to not pay at least $1.4 million in self-assessed federal taxes he owed for tax years 2016 through 2019. From in or about January 2017 through in or about October 2015, 2020, and to evade the assessment of taxes for the tax year 2018 when he filed false returns in or about February. Now, see, everybody says, why won't you get him for that? Why won't they get him for the fucking pedophilia? What's worse, people? I mean, I know you're fucking mammon worshippers out there, but what's fucking worse? Taking those kids, 5 or 6 years, a baby! That fucking monster's fucking molesting them. Committing pedophilia. Well, we got to worry about the money first, you see, because this is everything's centered around fucking commerce in this fucking country, because the commerce clause is where we get all of our unlawful fucking claims to fucking jurisdictional authority over the American fucking people. You sick fucks. Oh, let's see what else we got here. Fucking prick. John Hagee cheers Israel / Iran battle as Gog and Magog. War will lobby Congress not to de-escalate. So this is what you get when you get, you're talking about a fucking theocracy in this country. Oh, it should be all, oh, I should get to read the Bible and whatever my interpretation is how you should fucking live. Well, this is what you get. You get self-fulfilling prophecies. Oh, this is what I think it means. So let's blow somebody up. Let's kill somebody who ain't done nothing to us. Let's steal their fucking goddamn wealth. That's what this shit, John. Hey, John Hagee, you're a fucking treason son of a bitch, and you will fucking hang before this is all over for the treason you've committed against the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, you motherfucker. This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. Pastor John Hagee, founder of the Christian United for Israel lobby group, said Sunday that Iran's retaliatory attack on Israel was the start of the Gog and Magog War, from the Bible and said he's going to lobby Congress not to de-escalate tensions and instead support Israel's war. And you motherfucker, you know what? You want to fucking die? You go over there and you fucking die. You don't fucking speak for me. What are you going to lobby them by sucking their goddamn ass, you motherfucker? Or are you going to pay them off with fucking Jew money, you piece of shit? Hagee, you fucking son of a bitch, you are going to fucking face justice one of these days, and you better fucking know it. Pastor John Hagee, his aim says, Pastor John Hagee, this M says, Israel's missiles are the prophet start of the Gog and Magog war from the Bible. That ends with Jesus returning and the Jews killed or converted. Li Fang says, we will travel to D.C. to lobby lawmakers to delegate and support Israel. Israel ask for money. I mean, this is written very shitty writing by who? Liberation Information. Come on, wake up, Fox. Anyway, you're going over there. You're going to lobby for fucking goddamn shit in a fucking book it's nothing but fucking subject matter and your fucking interpretations of that fucking subject matter. You ain't the one going to go fucking die, you old prick. And anybody else that supports this fucking shit. We need to throw the fucking goddamn web gear on your ass and throw you out a fucking door with a parachute and you hit how you hit. And then get up and you do some fucking killing and dying, you motherfuckers. John Hagee's Christian United for Israel right there is a fucking goddamn violation of the fucking law. You do not serve two fucking countries, motherfucker. If you're fucking for Israel, you're fucking serving the foreign king who does not have the United States or the United States. It doesn't even exist. Who doesn't have the individual free sovereign nationals of the United States of these Americas fucking interest in nowhere in fucking his thoughts except for a cannon fodder. Go throw your kids in the meat grinder for the fucking kikes. That's what this prick wants. Is founded to the tune of millions of dollars by non-Christian Zionist Robert Shillman, the late Sheldon Adelson, and now his wife, Myram, and Bernard Maskus. This is detailed in the 2023 report from the Public Accountability Initiative's Little Sis title. This stuff don't make no sense. The wealthy donors behind the Christian United for Israel. If you're here for Israel, you're not for the fucking United States. Israel's the biggest fucking goddamn enemy we've ever had. They have infiltrated our government. They have infiltrated the offices where... there never was a fucking government because there never was a constitution. We never gave them fuckers any kind of authority. Their fucking ratification was done by appointees of the fucking aristocracy of the day. The people didn't have nothing to say in it. But by God, we had plenty to say in 1791 when we ratified that fucking Bill of Rights. And that is the highest law in this land. And you motherfuckers are in violation. You are fucking treasonous. You are seditious. And you will fucking answer for your fucking crimes. You will face justice. Robert Shillman, Connex Corporation and Shillman Foundation, from 2012 to 2021, the Shillman Foundation contributed $1.4 million to CUFI. Robert Shillman, founder and trustee of Shillman Foundation, built his wealth as CEO of Connex, a manufacturer of machine vision and barcode scanning softwares and sensors used to manufacturing automation. His foundation funds several right-wing and pro-Israeli groups in the United States, including the Zionist Organization of America. Shulman is also former board member of the Friends of Israel Defense Forces and funder of the anti-Muslim hate group, David Horowitz Freedom Center. Well, fucking, why don't you guys go out there and get some goddamn pistols and get in a circle and shoot each other? We don't give a fuck about you. We don't give a fuck about your beliefs. Shove them in your ass. We don't like the fuck. We don't like seeing babies get killed. You fucking sick fucks. You back that? Myron Alderson, Las Vegas Sands, Alderson Family Foundation. In 2020, the Alderson Family Foundation did $1.1 million to CUFI. The late billionaire Sheldon Adelson built an empire operating large casino resorts across the world, through the Las Vegas Sands Corporation. His wife, Myram Alderson, who as of 2021 was a trustee of the family foundation, is estimated to be worth $32 billion. Whenever that $32 billion came from, she's a close Trump ally. Oh, here we go. And the mega donor and is currently in line to buy the Dallas Mavericks NBA basketball team. Allison was a staunch supporter of Israel and instrumental in pushing the Republican Party to embrace Israel. Leave me the fuck alone. Estimated, okay, NBA team of Israel and instrumental in pushing the Republican Party to embrace Israel. This foundation has spent hundreds of millions of dollars funding Birthright Israel, pushing anti-Muslim propaganda, and bankrolling a free daily newspaper referred to by its critics as an unofficial mouthpiece of Netanyahu. Bernie Marcus, Home Depot Marcus Foundation, in both 2020 and 2001, why do they keep doing those backwards? The Marcus Foundation contributed $60,000 to CUFI. Billionaire Bernie Marcus is the co-founder of Home Depot, who served as the company's first CEO and chairman until his retirement in 2002. Over the last 30 years, Marcus and his wife have donated more than $2 billion to the Marcus Foundation. Marcus is a Republican super donor, best known for his fervent support of Donald. I fucked my daughter's friend in her own fucking bed. I hung out with fucking Epstein. The lesser of two pedophiles. That's what we're talking. Who's it going to be, Donald Trump or fucking goddamn Joe Biden? I don't know if he can even be interesting to watch, I suppose, for a minute. Marcus, who is worth $8.2 billion, is a specific or prolific right-wing donor, Trump ally, and union buster. He is also the founding president of the Israel Democracy Institute. The year he gave $1 million to APAC's United Democracy Project, which works to elect candidates who support Israel. And democracy is just another word for fucking communism, because these fuckers created communism. They spread fucking communism. They made sure that we got into the Second World War to preserve international communism and to create a fucking enemy that could destroy us in fucking Russia by just handing them over fucking goddamn place to print our fucking currency that we were using over there. Took our goddamn gold mining equipment from the fucking private owners and gave it to the fucking Russians. They built our fucking enemy just like they're building China. They're building China using goddamn, like Japan. Japan, 10 years of them taking our scrap metal and shit. That's what they built the Japanese fucking war machine out of. And that's what they're, and they got, we got three generals over there in fucking goddamn China, fucking putting their navy together for them. Shouldn't those fuckers be arrested and put up against the fucking wall for treason? Nah, because we're talking corporations here. This has nothing to do with your idea of a fucking, well, there was never no fucking constitution, but the goddamn Bill of Rights stands. And these people are in gross violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. They are fucking guilty of treason and sedition. and they need to be put up against the wall or a fucking hemp rope put around their neck and stretched until their fucking neck pops off. Of the Israel Democracy Institute, Israel Communist Institute. This year, he gave $1 million to AIPAC, United Democracy Project, which works to elect candidates to support Israel. Well, anybody going to work to fucking support fucking the people of the United States or to represent them? No, because it never was. It was never no fucking deal of any such thing. There was nothing that said that they were going to represent us. And we never empowered them with, we never gave them one fucking smidgen of fucking power because we didn't ratify that fucking constitution. They're fucking lapdogs. Their appointees did. Know where you're at. Know what the fuck's going on. Hagee doesn't need any of the suckers in audience to donate a dime as his mega donors got him fully covered. Fuck you, Hagee. I'll tell you what, your neck will fucking stretch to you, fat fuck. It'll probably pop right off. Maybe we'll get to find out one of these days soon. I look at this fucking prick and I want to puke. Let's see here. This reportedly happened yesterday in Carlsbad, California. A group of mostly military-age males invaded our country illegally via boat and then dispersed throughout the city. And it's a video, and you should watch it. They do. They come at the fucking beach, fucking wide open. As soon as she hits, a ton of them fuckers get out. And they look like fucking soldiers to me heading into our fucking country. You guys don't stop an invasion. You get a fucking invasion. I guess you can stop them at your front fucking door. Hopefully, before they get to come in and fucking rape your wife, your daughter, your dog. If you got the fucking cojones for it, I know you're fucking got the guns. If you ain't polished a hole through the breach yet. Genocide continues. Israel strikes intensify in central Gaza Strip. Now, there's a fucking surprise. Israel attacks continued for, well, this is by Palestine Chronicle staff. Okay. Israel attacks continued for the third consecutive day in the central Gaza Strip marked by heavy artillery airstrikes and drone attacks. Meanwhile, the Al-Quds brigades, the military arm of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement, announced on Friday that they trapped an Israeli military convoy consisting of three Merkava tanks and two D9 bulldozers in a minefield. So they trapped them in a minefield. Then what? The intense Israeli bombardment and casualties and injuries arose across various areas in the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces targeted residential buildings and homes. Well, where else are you going to commit genocide? Nusrat Camp, Gaza City, and Al-Maghazi Camp, and carried out airstrikes in Beit Hanan and Tal Azatar. I don't care about this. I don't want to speak fucking Arab. I shouldn't be even. We shouldn't be talking about this. Not an intervention. We should be home. Fucking our whole fucking army should be here. Fucking cleaning this goddamn country out of the fucking probably up to 2 million people. 3 million people, 4 million people, fucking invasion fucking force, here to kill us and take everything we fucking own. But no, we're over here in the Middle East where you can't even say their fucking names. Israeli strikes also destroyed homes in Deir al-Bala and the New Sirat camp. Additionally, agriculture lands in the Al-Fakara area southeast of Canyonis were targeted. In Rafa, a young Palestinian man was killed by Israeli gunfire while in the Nasirat. I mean, fuck, I don't want to know these words. I don't want to read fucking goddamn fucking Arabic. Camp, the home of citizens Adam Tabit was hit, resulting in multiple injuries, including children from neighboring houses. And I don't doubt it one bit, and that's the last of this shit I'm going to read. Let's see what we got here. Palestinians in West Bank are tearing down the apartheid wall, and whatever in the hell that fucking means. It just, it's a video, and it shows them tearing the section out of a wall. I don't know if it's, it doesn't give any explanation. Widespread panic breaks out in Israel amid massive Iran missile attack. Now, there's several of these fucking stories on here. And you go through them, and I, all in all, because there's a lot of, they repeat it. But you can see that I only see two places where the fucking a bomb blew up and struck, and they weren't like the bombs that fucking Israel drops. These were drone attacks, but nothing like the fucking boom that you get off of a fucking daisy cutter. Widespread panic breaks out. Okay, the House passes bill renewing warrantless surveillance under FISA Section 702 amid privacy concerns. I love this fucking propaganda shit. Amid privacy concerns. Fuck you. You don't have a fucking warrant. You do this, you're fucking violating the fucking highest law in this fucking land. Punishable by death. This is by Dan... Fareth, even the columnists are all fucking starting to be fucking foreigners. Reclaim the internet. The Fourth Amendment is being ignored in the name of national security. It ain't the Fourth Amendment. It's the Fourth Article. We need to rip that fucking goddamn Bill of Rights off of that piece of shit fucking goddamn Constitution it never was and stand on it. All of us together. Everybody put their fucking differences aside and enforce that motherfucker, and you watch how fast this shit goes away. The Fourth Amendment's being ignored. No, the Fourth Article of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is a separate fucking set of laws from that fucking Constitution. It should have never been fucking added to that Constitution because it's of opposite subject matter of that fucking Constitution, which is about government authority, and the Bill of Rights is about people's authority. And in the Bill of... The only fucking authority we gave to our fucking selves. And that's obvious if you can read it at a third grade level. Ignoring rising concerns, the U.S. House of Representatives gave the green light on Friday to a bill renewing the warrant. We just want to spy a little while. You see, you fucking pricks. You can't spy none, you son of a bitches. What you're doing is committing treason, and you will fucking hang for it. You've declared war on us. This war is going to go hot sooner or later. And you motherfuckers are going to face it because we're going to shut down the fucking ports, the airports. We ain't going to let you out of here. Friday to a bill renewing the warrantless surveillance program under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, Section 702, for the next 2 years. However, the vote witnessed the piecing together of conservative resistance. Oh. Because it's election year, I forgot. Well, there were some Republicans out there, so you get them. This guy, he looks like the guy that did the right thing over here, but you go over here, oh, he was the guy that stabbed you in the back. These all are motherfucking pieces of shit. There is no goddamn left. There is no right. No Republicans, no Democrats, no fucking conservatives, no fucking liberals. There's just law or there isn't. And we have law. And it isn't because we're not fucking enforcing it, because they're not going to enforce law that fucking puts them on the fucking gallows, basically, at this point. But they're not going to fucking tighten the chains that bind, are they? That had stalled a prior chance at its approval, a shorter renewal period as opposed to an initially proposed 5-year term was agreed upon. Oh, we'll just do it for 2 years. 2 years, this fucking country might not be left. 2 years, you'll be beating fuckers out of your goddamn house to just walk in and take the son of a bitch away from you like they're doing today. Initially proposed 5-year term was agreed upon in an attempt to win over Republican dissent. Fuck you. Quit trying to fucking make us fucking believe there's any difference between you. You both shit through the same fucking hole. It's a one-party fucking system, and it's a communist fascist mix called democracy. And they've admitted that democracy and what is it? Progressivism is fucking communism. And you know it is. It's all fucking socialism. This is not a socialist country. Socialism is collectivism. This country is based on individualism. The individual power of the individual is higher than all other fucking powers in this country. Accumulating in a 273-147 vote in favor of the bill. Increasing distrust concerning governmental surveillance powers has been apparent of late, especially among some conservatives. Excuse me, fucking word. See, that could be conservative. There ain't no such a fucking thing. You stupid motherfuckers. Hit your head with that fucking tube before. Go out and vote. My right. You fucking morons have led us straight into fucking hell. And every one of you that fucking, you know, every stroke on the fucking computer is fucking recorded. Every one of you motherfuckers that went along with this after you knew what it was. Every one of you that fucking votes for one of them fucking pedophiles, you're going to fucking answer for it. And you're going to answer to the fucking Supreme, Superior, Absolute, Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. And you're going to answer the charges of sedition and fucking treason against me. Increasing distrust concerning governmental surveillance powers has been apparent or of late, especially among some conservatives who want to see the Fourth Amendment protected. It ain't the Fourth fucking Amendment. That's why they can play these fucking games. This is all fucking corporate fucking legalese. It is what the hell is the word I'm looking for? The quasi. See, they're pretending that they have this corporation that is under Title 28, Definition 15, has some kind of quasi-jurisdictional authority over the fucking people and their fucking property. You know what the word quasi means? It means wants to be, but ain't, but is not. That's what quasi is. That means it's all a fucking fraud. It's been a fraud. It's been a fraud all along. It's been a fraud since the fraudulent fucking Constitution that never fucking was. The only thing that wasn't a fraud was the fucking Bill of Rights, which was fucking ratified by the elected representatives of the fucking people. And it was written to fucking put these motherfuckers in check, but the people have to fucking goddamn enforce it. It's not our right. It is our right. And it is our duty. We're negligent of doing our fucking duty, and there's no two ways about it. See the Fourth Amendment protected. The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, no. It's not the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution is a separate fucking document. It's about, the U.S. Constitution is about governmental powers. The Bill of Rights is about the people's fucking superior, supreme jurisdictional authority. Protects citizens from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government, no. By any fucking body. They always try to make it seem that the Bill of Rights was just made for the government. No, that is the law of this fucking land. That is the common law. It applies to every fucking American national. My fucking neighbor violates my fucking rights. I got the right to take him into fucking court for violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. I'd have to fucking sign a complaint. If it's something, if it's a civil complaint, then it's a civil complaint. If it's just civil criminal complaint, then I would have to fucking sign a fucking arrest warrant and fucking put my affidavit together, and then it would go to the preliminary process of the grand jury, not controlled by the fucking goddamn fucking corporate motherfuckers. Can't be. It's the people's. It belongs to the people. They can't even walk into one of our courts. That's why they got rid of the motherfuckers. That's why that's the first thing they did, was get rid of the fucking courts. Because they knew they couldn't take one step further, because all we have to do is tap them on the shoulder and say, you're under arrest, son of a bitch. Here's my warrant I got filled out. Here's the affidavit attached. It's going to the goddamn grand jury. And if I get a true bill on you, I'm taking you to court and I'm going to hang your ass for fucking treason and sedition. Disagreements over the potential framework for revamping the FISA spy program has resulted in divisions within the Republican. Oh yeah, I'm sure they're just divided. No, it's when you kiss and your lips part for a minute, right back. That's how divided them motherfuckers are. And the same with their fucking buddies over on the other side of the aisle. Fuck all this goofy shit that people fucking believe makes me want to puke. Republican Party evidence by 19 members breaking away to block the legislation this week. However, in addition of support from previous objectors was given late Thursday. The legislation under review allows the government to gather foreign intelligence by monitoring the communication of non-U.S. citizens overseas without the necessity of a warrant. However, it has, despite assurances that it wouldn't happen again, been used to surveil United States citizens, which was the original fucking intent. I don't give a shit. You can't fucking do it. And why is it being done, people? Because we're fucking letting it. The renewal accompanies reforms designed to appease those who were concerned about potential breaches of American civil liberties. No, we don't have civil liberties in this country. Get that out of your fucking head. The civil liberties came from the fucking powers inside the Constitution that never was and never had no powers. We have the Bill of Rights. Our it ain't liberties, civil liberties. It is goddamn absolute fucking rights that we are born with. And there's civil liberties. I mean, they can call it and they can, it's all subject matter. That Bill of Rights is written in fucking fact. It'll read frontwards and backwards the same. You can't fucking break it. That's why civil liberties, shove your civil liberties up your ass. All a civil liberty is supposed to be for is to enhance a fucking fucking right. And that's not what happens. There's civil liberties allow special people to have special fucking rights, which violates the fucking Bill of Rights. In an attempt to alleviate concerns, House Speaker Mike Johnson intends to introduce a separate proposal next week aimed at addressing the loophole permitting the unwarranted collection of American citizens' data from major tech companies. Do you fucking tech companies, you fucking corporations, you are going to fucking hang. Get that through your head. You think you're going to try some of this quasi-fucking jurisdictional authority on us? We'll give you the real fucking authority. It's called the second fucking article. And you will be fucking taken in, or you'll be shot as an enemy combatant, or you'll be tried and put up against the wall, or you'll be tried and hung from a lamppost. You ain't getting away with this. Don't think you are. Even though the program is set to expire on April 19th, the Biden administration anticipates its foreign intelligence gathering abilities to remain effective for another year due to a recent decision of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. What? Show me that one in the fucking Bill of Rights. We have your common law court and you have your admiralty court, which is military law. There is no such a fucking court, no more than it is the administrative admiralty courts that are fucking the merchant courts that we're being, that are King Chuck's courts because his esquires, his appointees fucking run it all. It's all private fucking law. It ain't public fucking law. It's private fucking policy being enforced as public law in violation of the fucking supreme superior absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, in particular the 9th and 10th fucking articles. You do not have the authority to create a foreign intelligence surveillance court, you motherfuckers. No more than you have the authority to create that 14th fucking amendment or any of the fucking shit you've done. The Act of 1871, the Act of 1875, fucking Abraham Springsteen declaring goddamn martial law. Where did he get the fucking authority when the 9th article says he absolutely cannot have it and no state can fucking have it? Where did he get it? At the barrel of a fucking gun? I mean, fucking dirty son of a bitch and Jew son of a bitch and railroad lawyer. Oh, no, he was a timber splitter. He was a fellow like us, just like fucking... Oh, fucking Trumpy is, huh? You people are going to fall for this shit? Or are you going to go unregistered to vote and say we're done with this and end this motherfucking thing once and for all? End the fucking misery. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm kind of sick of living this fucking way. Constantly having my fucking rights and my fucking goddamn own will. Somebody else trying to take over my will and tell me what to fucking do? Fuck off. You violate my fucking rights, I violate your fucking brain with a bullet, you cocksuckers. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Tell me quick, sit on the feet. What's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer. Though I yelled aloud, he refused to hear. It became too clear. So it went as we put out. I was left in constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. Captain strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be alright to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol, and he listened like some temple. And then it turned away. All along the faithful coast, we moved silent like a ghost. Timeless sea, a tireless host possessed us. The wind came building from the cold northwest. Soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. I alone survived the sinking. I alone possessed the tomb on that ship of fools. Ship of fools. On that ship of fools. That ship of fools.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chile from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:51 Pacific Time, and that was Bob Seger with Ship of Fools. Don't you feel like you're on? people, are you blind? Can't you see? Let's see what else we got here. A county in Massachusetts tried to stop ICE from deporting this illegal alien. He has been charged with 10 counts of aggravated child rape. Well, of course they would try to stop that. How dare you bother that man? All he is, well, look at Hunter Biden. I mean, God, this guy's as good as Hunter Biden, isn't he? He should be able to fucking rape little children, shouldn't he? Unfair. Discrimination. Racist. Iran launches drone attack on Israel in retaliation for embassy bombing, updated four times. And this is where you start into this shit where I said I saw two bombs. This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. Update four, Iran conducted a measured attack with some 200 drones, which lasted around 2 or 3 hours and appeared to be calculated to avoid further escalation. they were willing to strike inside Israel directly from Iran and are capable of penetrating Israel's air defense, but gave plenty of warning and appear to have only inflicted relatively minor damage. Well, that was brave of you. If you're going to fucking do it, why? I mean, what the fuck? We're going to end up fighting those fuckers for you anyway, though, right? This is just to get America or get our fucking wealth over there. We have so much wealth, man, I'm telling you. We don't know what to do with it all, people. So we need to get that fucking wealth moving over. It's no fair just Israel and fucking goddamn over there in Ukraine getting all the goddamn money. Now is it? Iran's permanent mission at the UN wrote on Twitter, conducted on the strength of Article 51 of the UN Charter pertaining to legitimate defenses, Iran's military action was in response to the Zionist regime's aggression against our diplomatic premises in Damascus. The matter can be deemed concluded. However, should Israel, the Israeli regime, make another mistake, Iraq's response will be considerably more severe. It is a conflict between Iran and the rogue Israel regime from which the U.S. must stay away, in big letters, must stay away. You kidding? Who you think is going to fucking fight? Those fuckers that beat up little kids? Guess again, you're going to go over there and you're going to kill them. You're going to commit genocide. No, we're not. Or you start a fucking war over there, you'll be fighting it yourself, motherfuckers, because we'll fight you here. You're not going to make us do any goddamn thing. Update three, a senior U.S. official tells ABC News that Iran has launched an additional 70 missiles, ABC reports. Country had earlier launched 80, bringing the total to 150. Update two, Iran drones struck Israel's Ramon military airbase in the Negev, according to Al Jazeera. They weren't allowed to report over there anymore. Update, Iran drones are beginning to rain down on Israel, but the Iron Dome appears to be intercepting most of them. Yeah, this is just round one, as the attack is expected to unfold over hours, according to Reuters. Then we go way down past all this shit. The U.S. and Jordan say they shot down dozens of the drones before they could arrive. Why don't you fucking stay out of it? Those fucking goddamn kikes want to kill little kids. You're fucking, the thing is, you're putting disparagements on me. I'm an American national. I got nothing fucking against those fucking Palestinians. I think it's bullshit that some fucking Brit gave Rothschilds a piece of fucking paper and gave their fucking hand of their country over to those fucking kikes. How about that? And it's time for them to get the fuck out of there. It's time to just destroy the son of a bitches because they're misery makers. This goddamn world is going to be a miserable fucking place for everybody but the 1% if we don't destroy these motherfuckers and forthwith. Iran launched dozens of drones at Israel on Saturday night, local time, and they're expected to reach Israel's airspace in several hours. AOX reported, tell them they're coming. The attack was launched in retaliation for Israel's assassinating a high ranking Iranian Brigadier General and 15 others in an airstrike on an Iranian embassy building in Syria on April 1st. Down. Iran launched dozens of drones against Israel on Saturday night, local time, for U.S. and Israeli officials, told Axios. Why it matters, it is the first time Iran launched an attack from its own soil against Israel. It's unclear what the targets are. U.S. officials are concerned an Israeli retaliation against Iran will lead to another regional escalation. Do you think? That's what you want, isn't it? I mean, more money. It all comes down to fucking money. You can count on that. The Biden administration has vowed to help Israel counter the Iranian attack. Well, get your fucking shitty ass, fucking dim-witted, brainless fucking body over there and do it. Because we're not going to do it for you, prick. You don't own us. A senior Israeli official says the Iranian attack includes hundreds of attack drones. Two Israeli officials told Axios the plan is to intercept many of the drones outside Israel's space with the help of the U.S. and other countries. Israel's such a badass, but man, goddamn, somebody has to come running to fucking save their shit. What would happen if everybody just said, fight your own fucking war, bitch? Well, you'd be anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic. Oh, remember the Holocaust that wasn't. Just like the fucking Constitution that wasn't. Israel's attack on Iran embassy was likely a plot to drag America into a war with Iran, which Israel has been lobbying for decades. Oh, no. That's a conspiracy theory. In late December, former Israeli Prime Minister Nafatal Burnett wrote a column in the Wall Street Journal demanding America fight Israel's war with Iran. Bring down their regime now, bitch. Slap dogs. Get your fucking ass. Send your kids over there and get them in the fucking meat grinder. We aren't going to put up with this shit. You're going to go over there and die for it. And they showed it. Ayatollah, former intelligence author and, well, when it gets too flashing around, it's just former officer and author of Behold the Pale Horse, William Cooper, speaking in 1992, Israel was created as an instrument to bring about a war that will be so terrible where nuclear weapons will be used so that people will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. Yeah, Bill, you was right about that, but man, I don't know about the, you know, that could be the response, tactical nuke. That would really get shit going. Suspect in Sydney mass stabbing was known to law enforcement. Police confirm. I don't give a shit. Got stabbed in fucking Australia. How many people got stabbed here the same fucking day? This is the line at Atlanta IRS. I want my money. People... I spent hours in line outside Atlanta Tax Center for IRS help. This insane line wraps around the corner and an entire block. You can't even see the end, and they sent them away. You want your money? Well, we can't give that to you. Snopes changed fact check after pressure from Biden administration emails. And if you count on fucking Snopes, you're a fucking fool. They're fucking, you think those motherfuckers aren't fucking run? Here's a great one. A male just won the girls' 200-meter varsity in Sherwood, Oregon. He set a new record for the girls' race. And you look, if you can watch this video, I mean, really, watch the video. I mean, this motherfucker's a dude. He's got a fucking long hair and fucking a mustache and a beard. And he just, well, I'm a woman today. I'm going to fucking outrun these girls. And it's so fucking disgusting. All the women... And all the girls ought to just say, walk out the fucking thing. Say, do you want to fucking compete? You're going to have to compete against men because we ain't going to play this fucking game. But this is always reminds me of that old Romanian woman I talked to back years and years ago. Talked to her for about an hour, and she talked about when communism came to Romania and how empowering it was for the women, and how she felt so empowered, and how it all turned out just like this shit we're living in today. That old lady hit it right on the fucking head. Iran claims attack on Israel was a success. Important military targets destroyed. Surely was. Justin Trudeau has announced that he is changing the legislation so that the Canadian Armed Forces can be civilly deployed. And this is a video, and you listen to this guy, yeah? Well, they try it here, too, but I don't give a fuck. We got fucking a couple of billion people heavily fucking armed. And I mean, when I say armed, I don't mean fucking guns and bullets. I mean, we got shit. We've been collecting since the fucking first fucking cannon was fired. Silencing a witness to genocide. Germany denies entry to Dr. Gashan, or Gashan, I guess it is, Abu Sita. Why can't I speak that language? Herod's Israel has been defeated, a total defeat, and this is one I really wanted to make sure I hit. That's why I'm going straight to it, because this is the biggest bunch of bullshit, lying, fucking propaganda I ever saw in my life. It's by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. The Israeli newspaper Herod's has declared that Israel has suffered a, quote, total defeat in their war on Gaza. As the war, what are you trying to do here? What war? I mean, when you, genocide you were committing? You, a total defeat in your genocide? I mean, what are you trying to do here? And Gaza's war's aims won't be achieved. The hostages won't be returned through military pressure. Security won't be restored in Israel. International ostracism won't end. And no, it won't. It's never going to end. You fuckers are going down. Journalist Chaim Livingston, who debunked the atrocity propaganda lie that Hamas baked a baby in an oven, wrote Thursday, Herod's Achieve, saying, what can be said? Israel has been defeated, a total defeat. What are you fucking saying? I mean, this is such fucking bullshit. I mean, they never went to kill Hamas. What they went there to do was to commit genocide, and it's been a total success. And they're continuing it today. I mean, this is trying to fucking deflect away from what the fucking real fucking issue is. The war's aims won't be achieved. The hostages won't be returned through military pressure. Security won't be restored. And Israel's international ostracism won't end. By Jim, we've lost. Truth must be told. The inability to admit it encapsulates everything you need to know about Israel's individual and mass psychology. There's a clear, sharp, predictable reality that we should begin to fathom, to process, to understand, and to draw conclusions from for the future. It's no fun to admit that we've lost, so we lie to ourselves. No, Israel lost. Oh, we can just forget about it now. We forget about all the murder, all the fucking genocide. They're still doing it. Of course, today, they're killing babies right now as I'm talking to you. But I mean, this is a bullshit piece. We can't say it, but we've lost. People have an inclination to believe in the best and be optimistic, hoping that tomorrow will be okay, that we are in a process that in the end will be more successful. That's the most fundamental failure of human thought, the notion that the direction we are taking is a good one, that we just need to get there and already. That in just a little more time and a little more effort, the hostages will be returned. Hamas will surrender. And oh, that's what you were doing. I thought you were committing fucking genocide, and you still are today, you fucking pricks. This is a fucking goddamn propaganda. Who did this motherfucker, by the way? I gotta know. Sorry about this. I just look. Information liberation, really, people. That's the fundamental failure of human thought, the notion that the direction we are taking is a good one, that we just need to get there already, that in just a little more time, with a little more effort, a little more dead babies, the hostages will be returned, Hamas will surrender, and Sinwar will be killed. After all, we're the good guys, and the good will triumph. you fucking pricks. It's the same mentality that leads to the notion that the Iranian regime will soon implode, and other notions that have more to do with Hollywood scripts than life itself. They are not the truth, and it relates to something that's uncomfortable. After all, it's uncomfortable telling the public the truth. No cabinet minister will restore our sense of personal security. Even Iranian threat will make us tremble. Our international standing was dealt a beating. Our leadership's weakness was revealed to the outside. For years, we managed to fool them into thinking we were a strong country, a wise people, and a powerful army. In truth, we're still a Shiite, or Shittle with an air force, and that's on the condition that we, that is awakened in time. And you also got fucking, 240 fucking nuclear warheads? Rafe is the newest bluff that the mouthpieces are playing in to fool us and make us think that victory is just moments away. By the time they re-enter Rafa, the actual event will have lost its significance. They may be an incursion, perhaps a tiny one, sometime, say, in May. After that, they'll peddle the next lie that all we have to do is blank, fill in the blank, and victory will be on its way. The reality is that the war aims will not be achieved. Bullshit. Hamas will not be eradicated. That's because you created it and you don't want it to be eradicated. It's just a fucking excuse. The hostages will not be returned through the military pressure. Security will not be... Military pressure. Fucking genocide. That's what this is. It's trying to fucking desensitize us to the fucking genocide. Oh, no, they just... Israel really didn't do it. They're going to go forth as hard as they can, and your fucking children will go over there, be put in the meat grinder to fight the fucking Iranians, who fucking have every right to wipe Israel off the fucking map. Every fucking goddamn Arab country does. Every fucking country around the fucking world does, because they're the misery-making motherfuckers. Security will not be reestablished. The more the members, the mouthpiece shout that we're winning, the clearer it is that we're losing. Lying is their craft. We need, I'm going to get closer to this. I can't see it. We need to get used to that life is less secure than before October 7th. The beating we took will sting for years to come. The beating, you fucking... Are you the victim? Are you another Holocaust on October 7th, you fucking kike pricks? You Zionist shit hogs. Shit-eating... You're pig shit-eaters. The international ostracism won't go away, and of course the dead won't be coming back, nor will many of the hostages. For some of us, life will get back to on track with the petrifying fear of an imminent repeat. And for some of us, life won't get back on track. Those people will walk among us like the living dead. That's what we voted for. That's how it is. We need to get used to the sad reality in our homeland. Sad reality is you've been busting. You ain't fucking won yet. Israel's war on Gaza. See, Israel went there. You fucking set up a false flag. It's been fucking admitted between Hezbollah and you and fucking can't get pissed. Too much fucking reading. And Mossad. Hezbollah and Mossad, you set the fucker up. They didn't just do that. Your own fucking people said there's no fucking way you could get within a mile of that fucking fence without them fucking being alerted. And then it takes 3 hours to get there and all this fucking horseshit. Pretty soon it'll be against the law to tell the fucking truth of what happened on October 7th, which was a false fucking flag with the intent of committing genocide on the fucking Palestinians. It's fucking, it's straight there in your fucking face. It's barbaric. It's ugly. You can't fucking put the toothpaste back in the tube. Sorry. The longest war they've fought since 1948. Fuck you. Regardless of what happens on the battlefield, the direction or the decision to bomb Gaza into the Stone Age and kill civilians en masse, rather they fight Hamas on the ground and risk higher IDF casualties has, that's why they killed all the innocents. So, I mean, it's just like the fucking excuse for Hiroshima and Nagasaki. When Japan's going, we surrender. Wait, we got to blow a couple of your fucking cities up because we want to see the long-term effects of a nuclear bomb. I mean, the same fucking shit. Kill civilians en masse rather than fight Hamas on the ground and risk higher IDF casualties. Oh, you afraid one of them little kids, like three or four years old, just slapping around, or one of them is shooting in the fucking back with a blindfold on, running down the fucking street, you fucking cowards. Did it just kind of strike a little fear and maybe your asshole puckered a little bit when those missiles started flying? We'll see what happens. Has annihilated Israel or alienated Israel from the entire world. The atrocities they committed have been captured on film and will be archived and preserved in perpetuity for everyone to point to when they try to silence criticism of their actions by playing the anti-Semitism card. The Americans' decision to back the genocide, there, finally you said it, is also destroying our reputation. You and us aren't the same thing, U.S. corporate fucking mafia. We the people are fucking above you. We do never have supported this fucking genocide. We have masses. Fucking numbers, 80% have said, fuck you, don't take one more dollar of our fucking, or one more little bit of our resource and kill fucking little children with it. Don't try to throw us into the fucking mess. America's decision, what America's decision? It was an international corporate mafia decision made by the Bilderbergs. As the Telegraph reported last month, Israel is planning to blame America for their loss. That is so fucking funny. I guess basing your foreign policy around wiping out Amalek wasn't the wisest decision. That's enough. I mean, I don't think I can read anymore. Anyway, that's the insanity flip as we start here on Monday, and we got a whole week more of it coming ahead of us. So I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Another thrilling episode of From the Trenches worldreport.com, where we can go to these mainstream fucking propagandists and see where they're trying to steer us. But remember, there's an election coming up. They got to have they want you so fucking, your head spinning so fast and looking at so many fucking things from so many fucking angles that you don't realize how fucking stupid you're being to even participate in a foreign occupation's fucking vote. Because your vote don't fucking mean shit. You're not a stakeholder, stupid ass. It's a goddamn corporation. Unless you're a stakeholder, what are you? You're fucking property. That's what you fucking are. And any of you that doesn't go in unregistered to vote is a goddamn traitor to the rest of us. And that is the word from the trenches. Give up!